Skagway Assembly at odds with Development Corporation over public meetings. And memories from the Southeast Alaska State Fair. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly has been working to define its relationship with the Skagway Development Corporation. Over the last few months, the Assembly has been drafting a memorandum of understanding with the private nonprofit to determine how the two groups will coordinate with one another. The agreement has reached a roadblock over whether or not SDC meetings will be open to the public. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Although separate from the municipality, SDC receives funding from the borough to carry out services related to local economic development. Those services range from grant writing assistance to private business consulting. Recently, the Skagway Assembly reviewed a draft of a memorandum of understanding between the municipality and SDC. The memo aimed to define how the two groups can coordinate as separate entities. A disagreement has arisen over whether or not SDC must open its board meetings to the public and include the Skagway Borough Mayor as an ex officio board member. At a July 5th meeting, SDC Executive Director Caitlin Jared raised concerns about the privacy of businesses who reach out to the private nonprofit for assistance.
The instance in the meetings where it comes is there are some projects that they could request help from me that I need to go to my board to ensure that it is something that meets our mission statement. But it could be in the case of a private venture that whether we say yes or no, they don't want someone else acting in a public official knowing about it. That was our concern.
According to Jared, all SDC board members sign a confidentiality statement. She said she was concerned that this could be a legal issue if Skagway's mayor served as a public representative on the board. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. pointed to the Haynes Economic Development Corporation as an example of a similar organization with public board meetings and a mayor that serves as an ex officio board member. He argued that public board meetings wouldn't necessarily compromise the privacy of SDC's clients. Open meetings laws would allow the board to enter executive session when discussing matters related to other businesses.
If your client is coming to you with a confidential topic that could affect the finances of your client, then executive session would be appropriate.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen added that the public should know how SDC operates because the private nonprofit receives public funding.
Transparency about how our municipal money is spent is important, and I, for one, think that having open meetings is a way to encourage the community to grow and prosper. When we have meetings and it's just the people at this table, it's not nearly as productive as when the public participates.
The Assembly approved the memo after adding language that cited open meetings laws to the public meetings section of the agreement. But at a meeting on July 20th, SDC Board President Tim Bursey told the Assembly that the organization has not signed off on the agreement.
Obviously, we sent you guys comments for your last meeting with regard to what our concerns were, and we still have the same concerns.
Assemblyman Hansen said he has been working with SDC to try to come up with a solution that would protect clients' privacy while opening up board meetings to the public.
So what they're thinking of is that there could be part of the meeting where community type issues are brought up, and then there, if there are private discussions with prospective businesses, that would be a part where the ex officio would not be part of that. And then there could be a quarterly meeting that would be potentially open to the Open Meetings Act.
Mayor Monica Carlson said she wants to meet with SDC and then bring the issue back to the Assembly at the next meeting. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha.
This year, the Southeast Alaska State Fair is marking its 50th anniversary. Those 50 years have been filled with countless stories of fun, accomplishment, love. KHNS collected a few tales of fairs past. This one comes from Scott Rossman. Rossman owns a logging company in the Chilkat Valley. Many years ago, he helped move Dalton City, the set of the movie White Fang, to its place at the fairgrounds.
The set sat there and, you know, nobody really paid much attention to it. It got cannibalized a little bit, and then somewhere in the scheme of things, the fair at the time, I can't remember who was in charge, got a grant to move it to the fairgrounds. It was September of 91. And we cut a couple spruce trees right next to the cemetery, right above the cemetery. I mean, these things were built to last a month. I mean, there's not much to them. It was 2x4s on 4-foot centers, and like, I couldn't see the point in it myself when we were doing it. I thought it was absolutely crazy, but, you know, whatever. They're still there, so. But they put a lot of money into them after the fact to make them usable, because if you'd have just left them, they would have been crashed in the first big snow. So we had to open up a couple old roads and cut some brush and some trees to get this thing, you know, get them, because they'd been overgrown for quite a while. But that's the route we took and skidded them all the way over to the fairgrounds. I probably seen the first logging show when I was probably in 1987, and participated for the first time maybe in 89. For years and years and years and years and years and years, Pete Lapham, Leo Smith, Alan Heinrich, and Erwin Hertz ran the logging show. Those four guys made the logging show. I haven't been to the logging show in quite a while. Usually because I'm actually logging on that day. My best event had been the hook tender race. You say, what's the hook tender race, right? That's the one where you gotta carry a block and a strap and a piece of hay wire and run across the pond up to the tree, hang the block on the tree, run the wire through the tree, and then go back across the log on the pond. And I was young and fast and quick then, but the day I won Bull of the Woods, the one time I won it all, I think it was 97. You have to win all those events in the logging show. That's the name of the winner, the Bull of the Woods. That's an old time. The guy in charge is the Bull of the Woods.
That story came from Scott Rossman. KHNS will have more fair stories in coming days. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.